This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. One Crisis Away examines life on the financial edge. Today, the challenges teen moms face. Landing a good job is especially tough with a newborn to care for. That's where a Dallas nonprofit finds its mission. When Natalie Gomez was 16, she ran off with her 38-year-old boyfriend. A few months later, she was pregnant. When she went into labor, her boyfriend dropped her off at the hospital and split.
In the beginning, I was like, oh, he loves me. It's all about me and the baby. Long story short, it was just about him.
The hospital knew something wasn't right when Natalie walked into labor and delivery all by herself. She was 17, and she'd gone through her entire pregnancy without prenatal care.
So they called CPS, and CPS got involved, and they called my mom. My mom came down to the hospital, and ever since then, my mom has not left my side.
Natalie's mom begged her to say who the father of newborn Aubrey was. That man now sits in the Luce Derrett jail.
I think we all talked about how, like, had different...
Over at Allie's House, a nonprofit in East Dallas, Natalie and Aubrey join half a dozen other teen moms and moms-to-be for a program called Summer of Empowerment. Of the four infants in the room, only one is awake. Sharing stories about baby meltdowns and parenting successes is one part of the program. Financial empowerment is another. Here's Allie's House Executive Director, Rachel Branneman.
One of our goals is that they'll have checking accounts, that they will create their own budgets. One of our field trips is actually going to Aldi so they can price things and have a grocery store budget.
Managing money is vital to financial stability. It all starts with a job that can actually pay the bills. Making a living wage is especially important for young moms.
If you're in a low-paying job, you might not have access to days off. You might not have health care. If you don't have a child care provider, you're trying to find friends or family members who will watch your kids while you're at work. And if you miss a day, it's very likely that you'll be told that you no longer have a job.
Natalie's still living at home and caring for Aubrey full time. What she's learning at Allie's House about job searching and budgeting will help her when it's time to strike out on her own. Something Natalie says she's excited about.
Everybody says it's horrible being a single mom. It's actually not. Yes, it's twice the stress, twice the heartache, twice the crying and everything. But it's also twice the love.
Love Natalie radiates when she holds her sleeping 6-month-old. Courtney Collins, KERA News.